friend of mine, Phil Browning, who was a TV producer, is a good friend of Phil's. And I had the song that was really written in the style of the Everly Brothers. I mean, I was still am one of their biggest fans. And one of the first songs I ever learned to play was Dream. And I wanted to write a song with that feel to it. Hi, Phil, John Stewart. He said, yeah, love your records. I said, love yours? Can you come down? He said, yeah, I got a cold, but I'll be down next week. And he showed up, and the nicest guy. I mean, absolutely not an inch a star. Was a pro all the way. Said, if there's anything you don't like, it's a little flat, the phrasing, let me know, and I'll do it again. He would come in and listen. He was harder on himself than I was. And within 40 minutes, he had it knocked out and was on his way out. And what amazed me, we were playing the song for the first time, and he started singing along with it. I said, Phil, you've never heard this song. He said, I know. I don't know how I do that. And it was just, he knew the song when he heard it the first time. And to hear that voice coming over the speakers was worth the 4 months in there. If nothing else, that one day with Phil Everly in there, hearing that golden voice coming out.